Shalom, everybody. Today's topic is, I called it, The Torah is Written for Normal People. This is an idea that the Rambam talks about and Rav Kook talks about. We've seen it already in a couple of different variations. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, in source number one, is a continuation of what we've already seen. Tanu Rabbanan, Shlosha Minei Hidrokan Hen. There are three different types of Hidrokan. Hidrokan is a type of swelling. Shel Avera Ava, Vishal Ra'av Tafuach, Vishal Kshafim Dak. And the main thing that we spoke about last time and what we're going to speak about today is that certain people get these swellings as a result, as a punishment for something wrong that they did. And on the other hand, other people get the swelling from famine, from starving themselves, or from being hungry. Shmuel HaKatan Chashbe, and we saw last time, Shmuel HaKatan had this hidrokan, he had these swellings. Amar Ribono Shel Olam Mimefis, he was worried that people will see that he has these swellings, and they will accuse him of being a sinner. And it really was because of that he was simply hungry. Itzi, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered his tefillot, did him a favor, and he got rid of his swelling. That's where we got up to. Now a new Gemara. Abaye Chashbe. Abaye also had these swellings. Amarava Yadana Be Benachmani Demichvi Nafshe. I know that Abaye, Nachmani is Abaye. There are a couple different reasons cited why he's called Nachmani. Some say that, everybody knows the Gemara says that his father died when his mother was pregnant, and his mother died during childbirth, and he was raised by a Rav named Bar Nachmani. And so some say that he was called that because he was raised by Rabbi Bar Nachmani. That's Rashi's explanation. The Marsha says that Abaye is a Rashi Tevot, is an abbreviation for Asher Becha Yerucham Yatom, a pasuk that talks about comforting a orphan. And as we said, Abaye was an orphan. Anyway, so he's called Nachmani. There's an interesting article which was written not long ago that somebody wrote that in Old Aramaic, the Abaye means Nechama, means comfort. So it's really the same name. Anyway, all of them are really dealing with the issue that Abaye was an orphan. And Rava says that you don't have to worry about accusing Abaye that he has these swellings because he's a sinner, because he says, I happen to know that Abaye, Nachmani, is very hungry, and he does all these taniyot, he fasts a lot, and here Rav Kook has an opportunity to discuss the issue of fasting and sigufim. There are people to this day who fast every Monday, Thursday, and Monday. And that was the way of Chassidei Ashkenaz, Rabbi Yehuda, Chassid. And on the other hand, we know that modern man doesn't like suffering too much. Our high standard of living apparently is leading us in a different direction. And especially you have to remember, and obviously Rav Kook talks about this a lot, that the God of history is the one who raised us with this great standard of living. And apparently that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's where God wants us to be. But he has to deal with the interesting question. Notice, Abaye does a lot of these fasts, and that's why he's sick. On the other hand, Rava points out that he knows that Abaye does these fasts, but Rava himself doesn't do it. In other words, Rava disagrees with Abaye. On the other hand, we see that Abaye is quote-unquote punished, that he has these swellings because he does these fasts. So, is it good or is it bad? Abaye is one of the greatest Amoraim, and he does the fast. Rav is also one of the greatest Amoraim, and he is against doing these fasts. So the question, and also, why is Abaye punished? So let's see what Rav Kook has to deal with those questions. Paragraph Aleph. Hadrachim kavushim l'rabim b'mishkalei, excuse me, b'mishkalei darkei achayim, muchrachim hem shimtzu'u bahem yotzi min haklal. He says that the way, the mainstream, the main path of the way of life, inevitably there are going to be different people who don't go on the mainstream. Everybody who's learned a little statistics knows that the bell curve is very small at both extremes, and almost everybody is somewhere in the middle. And that's where Rav Kook is pointing out that the way of the world is the middle road. As the Rambam writes, that Aderech HaMimutza, people quote Confucius, the golden rule is to go in the middle of the road. On the other hand, there are those who are the extreme is fitting for them. Biyoter advarim metzuyim banashim gedolim, especially regarding great people who have a tendency to go to this extreme or that extreme, and she'omdim lemala miadrachim amesulalim lerabim bekochotei amaniskavim. Great people who have special kochot, special, abilities above the average people, they live their lives in a different way, on a different understanding. Now notice, Rav Kook is not saying whether it's good or bad, but he's saying that the extremes are the way for the extremes. For those people, we once mentioned together in this context, the Gemara Masechet Brachot says that Chana, who when she was davening to have a son at the beginning of Sefer Shmuel, she asked to have a normal son. Not too tall, not too short, not too smart, not too stupid, but what's called in Yiddish normal she, right? A normal person. And that is considered by Rav Kook as a compliment. Omnam, Gama Gdolim, paragraph bet, Gama Gdolim halalu bechetam al seder hayetzira, even people like Abaye, who is acting differently from...
You accidentally muted yourself, Rav Shvat.
Okay. So, I first of all apologize. Oh, do you hear me now?
We don't hear you.
You still don't hear me? Do you hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you. So again, paragraph bet. Omnam gam gedolim alalu bechetam al seder hayetzira. When great people like Abaye, Rav Kook uses the term sin to the regular way. They act differently than the masses. Hinei yikablu kama pa'amim et ha'onesh hakaruch be'ekev ha'pula ha'bilti mesuderet. Inevitably, they will also suffer the inevitable punishment. In other words, you want to fast, and you believe that fasting, adding fasts, will bring you to a higher spiritual level at the expense of your physical pleasure or your physical body. Rav Kook says, well, that's what Abaye wanted to do. But first of all, note, Rava disagrees. Second of all, Abaye has to pay the price. Rav Kook is not saying that Abaye was wrong, because for some people, they fight sleep, right? It's famous that the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, used to sleep only 4 hours every 24 hours. And he would keep his feet in ice water. And that is not the way for normal people. Again, great people very often are not normal people. And in addition to that, the Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim, in his introduction, in the Rambam's introduction to Moreh Nevuchim, he writes that the Torah was written for normal people. The Torah is addressing normal people. And normal people eat every day. Now, let's jump for a minute where Rav Kook, in source number 2, deals explicitly with this idea of fasting. In Mamari Riya, page 235, Lifamim omnam anu ruim shebalei ruchaniyut tzadikei ador notim lenezirut uprishut umuasim bechomriyut. We know that in every generation there are certain tzadikim, certain righteous people, that tend to go to the extreme in minimizing their physical pleasure. Aval zeu siman sheba kilkul ba'olam. This is a sign that there is a sickness, a problem in the world. Because that's not the normal way. That's not the way God created the world. Uchedei litrapot min ha-kilkul hemishtamshim besamim harifim. And in order to heal their sickness, Rav Kook says they need bitter medicine. She'abari kamuvan eino tzarich lehem klal. A healthy, normal person does not need to take bitter medicine. Mashal natnu ha-mekubali mikdushat ha-shabbat u-kdushat yom ha-kippurim. Right? We just celebrated Yom Kippur. And the mekubalim, they compare Shabbat and Yom Kippur. Kedushat ha-shabbat gedola mikdushat yom ha-kippurim. The holiness of Shabbat, which is a chiyuv skila, is on a higher level than Yom Kippurim, which is just karet. Ubechol zot mitzvah lechol v'lishtot b'Shabbat u'litaneg b'chaim v'hi tadira. Shabbat comes 52 times a week, 52 times a year. Yom Kippur comes one time a year. Shabbat is on a higher level, where we serve Hashem through eating and drinking and resting. Ulehefech, Yom Kippurim kedushato pchuta mikdushat haShabbat. Yom Kippur is on a lower level than Shabbat. Ve'asur leechol bo litaneg. Right? We pretend that we're angels, and we refrain from physical pleasure. Mitnei shuba lechaper al chataim. Yom Kippur is shock treatment, in order to shock us out of our sickness. When a person chas v'shalom has a heart attack, they give him shock treatment. And he jumps. And so that's supposed to bring him back to life. But you cannot live your whole life on shock after shock after shock. Continues Rav Kook.
Pardon me for interrupting.
Yeah.
But when people get pacemakers, speaking as a nurse, when people get pacemakers, the purpose of the pacemaker is to give the heart little tiny shocks when it doesn't work properly.
Uh-huh. Right. Okay. In other words, even somebody who needs shocks, what you're saying is you can't live with those strong shocks. You give them small shocks. Bikitsur, Rav Kook is telling us that Yom Kippur comes one time a year. Val ken eno ba elapam, bitkufa yedua. Ukesha chataim itmarkim, after we have been forgiven for our sins with that shock treatment, because again, bitter medicine or shock is for when we are sick. As after we've gotten rid of our sins, haruchaniyut vachomriyut mitachdim yachad, then spirituality and the physical world can once again reunite. Ve'olam mitmalei chedva ve'oneg zman simchatenu. And that's what Sukkot is about. Sukkot is called zman simchatenu. And by the way, it's interesting that the last halakha of Hilchot Yom Kippurim is go and build a sukkah. Did you ever notice that? I would have thought that the mitzvah to build a sukkah would be brought in the laws of sukkah. No, it's brought as the first mitzvah that we do after Yom Kippur is to begin to return to life. Where sukkah, everything that you do in a sukkah, you're eating, you're drinking, you're sleeping, everything is holy. And as we've learned together in the past, the Vilna Gaon says that the only other mitzvah which is like that is living in Eretz Yisrael. where living in Eretz Yisrael, also your eating is holy, your sleeping is holy, your army is holy, your language is holy, everything is holy. And a sukkah is like a microcosm of Eretz Yisrael, and that is the common denominator between those two mitzvot. Now notice, Tavka, on the radio, my mother is moving to a new house, and so I was helping her. On the way back, I was listening to Reshet Aleph. They have some interesting she'orim. And the Rav was talking about how the holidays work up. First of all, we have Chodesh Elul. Then we have Rosh Hashanah. Then Yom Kippur. And then Sukkot. And then Simchat Torah. And then life. In other words, life, living a life of Torah, that is the ideal. And if somebody, for one extreme reason or another, wants to or feels a need to act differently, kol ha'mishaneh yado al ha'tachtona. Chazal say very often, whoever acts different from the norm, from the mainstream, he's at a disadvantage. He has to prove why he's acting differently. Notice, the Torah enables people to act differently. You want to go to a little to this extreme or a little to that extreme, that it's okay, as long as you're within the framework of the Shulchan Aruch. Nevertheless, like we said before, the Rambam and Rav Kook says this time and again, the Torah was written for normal people. Now, this is true, especially in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, this is something that we mentioned once. Now you can see it inside. In source number 3, Rav Kook, in a letter to his prime student, Rav Charlap, when he was young, he used to do all these fasts, and he would always eat the minimum, and he got sick as a result. And Rav Kook is writing to him in, I believe it was 1909, Tafresh Samech Tet, Uleman Hashem, for God's sake, this is in Igrota Re'iya, Siman Pechet, he writes to him, for God's sake, you should be serving Hashem just through happiness. Don't worry. Don't fast. That is not the way that our Father in Heaven wants us to be in our generation. He wants us to be happy campers. Lanu yoshvei chevel ha-na'im. Especially we who are in Eretz Yisrael, the land of happiness, where the Zohar says, Yivdu et Hashem b'simcha, that is talking about Eretz Yisrael. That's one of the reasons why Kohanim, Duchen, they say Berkat Kohanim every day in Eretz Yisrael, because the bracha has to be made in happiness. In Chutz Laaretz, you only get to that level of happiness on Yom Tov, Eretz Yisrael, every single day. V'kal v'chomer yoshvei ir HaKodesh, how much more so, you who are living in the holy city of Yerushalayim, which is like the holiness of Eretz Yisrael squared, ra'uy lismoach be'osenu, you should rejoice with our God. Biyoter, that much more. Ulo rer al yedei simchatenu, simchat Hashem, etc., etc. And again he says, leman Hashem, for God's sakes, shelo lachbir alav shum davar yoter mikoach habriyut. Don't do things that will make you weak. Now, it's very interesting. Let's see source number 4, where Rav Kook, in Ma'amar Hador, also says that even more explicitly. He says, there, in Galut, I efshar lishof l'chaim mle'im. One cannot strive for a total, complete life. Because the more you socialize, the more you're going to assimilate, right? There is the whole issue of nationalism in Chutz Laaretz is not a Jewish topic, right? Polish nationalism, American nationalism, French nationalism, those are not Jewish topics. She'avir hazeh atzmohu mizahem et halev ha'moach ha'yisraeli. Being in Chutz Laaretz, it poisons the heart and the mind of the average Israelite, the Jew. Machlisho umetamtemo, it weakens him. Al ken rak derech hakavisha klalit ya derech hayoter efsharit shama. And that's why throughout 2,000 years of exile, the way of the holiest people was seen, those who are the least physical oriented. those who don't work for a living, those who don't serve in the army, those who don't deal with politics, because in Chutz La'aretz, these topics are seen as secular. Aval lo zoti Torata Chaim. This is not the living Torah. Hanitzrechet l'dor shel ikvata d'mishicha. Notice, and this is a very interesting diuk, Rav Kook is broadening Torah Eretz Yisrael also to include the Jews who happen to still live in Chutz La'aretz. I know there are some participants here who are still living in Chutz La'aretz. Rav Kook is pointing out that in our generation, just like Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch, Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch also spoke about Torah in Derech Eretz, mixing the physical and the spiritual world. He was an anti-Zionist, and he was writing this in Europe. Rav Kook is saying that that is the Torah which is applicable for the modern world. Now, the Torah Center is moving to Eretz Yisrael. The Jewish people are returning to Eretz Yisrael. This is where the future is. So the real concept is Torah Eretz Yisrael. But interestingly enough, he's broadening it, saying that even if a person still happens to be living in Chutz La'aretz, this is the living Torah for our generation. Hamaviyah. And when a person participates in the physical world, again, by working for a living, going to university, going to the army, this does not take away from his spirituality. Right? Skip down a line. The leaning to this extreme or that extreme, he toladam uchrachat, that is an exile. In exile, there's a tendency and there's a need to go to extremes because the normal people are goyim. The normal universities are problematic. The normal army in Chutz La'aretz is problematic. And that is why the good Jews stay away and they go to the extremes in galut. Because there, the physical and spiritual will inevitably contradict. Now here it's interesting, and I think I might have mentioned this once, but it's a good opportunity to see inside. We see how Rav Charlap adopted Rav Kook, his Rebbe's Hashkafa. Because Rav Charlap, at a later stage in life, in source number 6, Rav Charlap writes in Sefer Mimayne Yeshua, page Resh Mem Dalid, HaKedusha Shebe'eretz Yisrael Yidavka Zoam Lea Ozu Gvara. The holiness of Eretz Yisrael is a holiness of strength, of bravery. UbiYichud Bahar Chavan, especially it is broad. The holiness of Eretz Yisrael is a 12-lane highway. The mainstream is a 12-lane highway. It's much broader than the way of serving Hashem in Chutz La'aretz. U'me'achar she'tochen ha'kdusha be'eretz Yisrael yibarchava u'pritzat kol gvul, being that Eretz Yisrael, the holiness breaks out of every limitation. Again, godliness pervades. Lachein bochelet ya'aretz azot bi'irat shamayim mitzumtzemet. And that is why Eretz Yisrael cannot stand yirat shamayim, which is very, what's the word? Limited. And that, it just doesn't go with Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael demands simcha rabbah, alizut amuka, great happiness, hakol baharmonia achat gam yachad, where everything, all aspects of life, also movies, also culture, also high tech, also the army, everything harmonizes together. That is the chidush of Torah Eretz Yisrael. Now, I once mentioned a while ago, and you might even mention, there are certain things that when you hear it once, you remember it forever. And this is one of those things that you probably remember. And it's such a big chidush that I brought it here that you should see it inside. In source 7, I brought for you from the newspaper, Dor Hayom, from Lamed Tishrei Tafresh Pei Zayin, in 1927. And Rav Kook had a meeting with the head of the Maccabi Sports Organization, and he invited the head of the Maccabi Sports Organization to try and convince him not to play soccer on Shabbat. And when the head of Maccabi came out of his meeting, the journalist approached him and asked him, what did the chief rabbi have to say? And here you will see it inside. By the way, most of the students of Rav Kook have never seen this before. You are one of the first people in the world since 1927 to see what you're about to see. Hashkafati ali tamlutin nitparsama zemikvar veloshinitiota. Rav Kook said, I already publicized many decades ago my support and a positive attitude towards exercise, that exercise is something, physical exercise is something very important, according to Judaism. Yesh ba harbe idealiut. There's a lot of ideals connected with having a healthy soul in a healthy body. Aleinu lashiv la'amenu et gvurat gibore Yehuda nechutza lanu lebinyan oma va'artza. And especially here in Eretz Yisrael, we have to revive the ideal Jew of the Tanakh, who, just like Shevet Yehuda, they were all strong in body, just like in soul. Deya mishubeshati adeya mitnagedet l'sport. Rav Kook is saying that it is a crooked opinion, those who in the name of Torah oppose sports. Deya zu eina matima l'chayim v'l'metziut. This approach is not fitting, it is not suited for life and for the mitziut, for the world today. Hein anu omrim melech hafetz b'chayim. And here is the punchline, where Rav Kook, and only Rav Kook, could say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we said throughout the Yamim Noraim, Zochreinu l'chayim, melech hafetz b'chayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a king who loves life. And part of loving life is that he likes sports. V'lachein aleinu lilachem neged kol ha-michsholim shebedarkenu. And that is why we have to fight against all of the stumbling blocks which are in our way, ulam tzam lebinyana uma, and to take everything to build the Jewish nation. Yes, including sports. If so, how does Rav Kook explain Abaye? Abaye lived in the Galut. Abaye lived during the period of Galut. He lived in Bavel. And that was the period of time where extremes were healthy. That bitter medicine, that shock treatment, that is what was accepted. On the other hand, even in his time, Rava opposed it. And not only that, Abaye was punished for it. Why? Let's go back to Enaya, paragraph Gimel. Hine yiyeh mizeh tolada tova, leval yahinu rabim le'echoz beoto aderech hamiyuchad, sheyerelo ish gadol. That even if Abaye, who is an extreme genius, an extreme great person, decides that for him, all of these fasting and breaking his physical pleasure is good for him, but Hashem brought him these swellings so that other people will not learn from him, so that the average person will understand that that is not the mainstream of Torah. Shut sarich levor le'atzmo, that he himself chose for himself. V'yedu she'im yelchu b'yikashlu. If most people, for most Jews, religious Jews, if they choose the way of Abaye and fast Mondays and Thursdays and reject the physical world, it will do more harm than good. We once quoted the Hasidic Rebbe, who said that somebody who tries to break his Yetzer Hara will just have two. You can't break it. Ve'otana tovot ha'gdolot ha'ruchaniyot ha'nimsarot la'anashim gdolim b'kovam lehem derech miyuchad afilu ba'ofen shel p'giya b'sidrei ha'chayim ha'kvuim ze lo yasigu kol mi shelo ba'u lo'ta midah. Somebody who's not Abaye, he's not going to benefit from this acidic type of lifestyle. It's going to do more harm than good. It's going to boomerang. Paragraph Dalit. Al ken, rak derech ha-Torah kvusha ya ru'uya l'rabim. As again, the Rambam writes in his introduction to Moreh Nevuchim, the way for the masses, that is the bell curve, that is the mainstream of Judaism, to live a normal life of Torah v'avodah. Im she'en larher achar muram me'am gam b'yitziyato miseder amurgal. He's saying, you shouldn't talk bad about those extreme who, for them, maybe it is a better way. Nevertheless, again, Rava disagrees, and also God sent the punishment to Abaye in the shape of these swellings so that people shouldn't copy him. Alkein b'torei ara kolelet amar Rava, yadana be benachmani demichvin nafshei. I know that Abaye, he starves himself. Aval rak lo yesh reshut le'achoz ba'orach kazeh. Only the Abayes, those few and far between, have permission to take this approach. Afshu malei michsholot. Even though this is a very dangerous path, and many people fall into the depths of dikaon. How do you say dikaon? Depression. Ve'im yipol yakum. And somebody like Abaye, even if he falls into depression, he can get up. Aval chalila la'acher la'asot k'ma'aseu, ki lo zoi midat benonim. That is not the way for the masses. And again, the Torah and the Gemara and Chazal is written for the masses. Kal v'chomer, how much more so in Eretz Yisrael, where we live a life of the living Torah, of Torat Chaim, where we are not angry, and we say, Hashem does not make mistakes. He did not make a mistake when he created the physical nor the spiritual world. The two are meant to work together. And by the way, we'll finish with a trivia question. What is the ideal world? What is the final stop? After Yemot HaMashiach, after Olam Haba, Tchiyat HaMetim. Tchiyat HaMetim, where the body and the soul return to working together, that is the highest level in Judaism. We are, as we said in the past, very different from the Catholics, who swear oaths of chastity, poverty, and obedience. We believe that God wants us to be happy. Ivdu et Hashem besimcha, especially in the modern world, especially in Eretz Yisrael.